Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on 2FM.
Weekdays from 7.
Keith says, Hugh, what a fantastic performance by Altior. Still unbeaten over obstacles. Ruby at his cutest and under sub, but Altior still only hands and heels from the last to win snugly. That supreme novice form looking better and better. Altior, Min, Bouverdere, 1-2-3. Not to mention Petit Mouchoir, Charbel, Super Sunday, and Bells Hill, who have all progressed. Great race. Great stuff, Keith. And Don McLean is on the line to talk about this. Hey, Don.
Hi, Hugh.
It was very impressive, wasn't it, from Altior?
It was. Yeah. I thought there was a chance to get beaten his first snuggie. You know, there were reasons for believing that he might have been vulnerable beforehand. The ground is his first run, and Sandown is running the Celebration Chase there in April. Wasn't his most impressive. He only beat San Benedetto by about 3 lengths. So, I was thinking maybe at odds on he was a vulnerable, but no, not at all. He was brilliant, and Ruby Walsh did all. He used every piece of arsenal at his disposal to try and get him beaten. He sat behind St. Calvados to begin with, and then he kicked on, and Andoso was very good, and he had his ground, but Altior just stalked him, and there was no point in the race, Hugh, was there, when you thought he wasn't going to win.
I have to say, Don, I tell you what, jumping the second last, I thought, oh God, I was watching Andoso more than Altior, and I thought, he's going so well here.
Yeah.
My eye was drawn to Altior. But for a split second, I thought Andoso might actually do it.
Altior does that. Like, remember in the Champion Chase last year, he came down the hill, he looked long odds against the win, and then once he turned for home, his turbo just kicked in, and he came clear. He's an unbelievable. Like, he's now, that's 15 wins over hurdles and fences. He's never been beaten over hurdles and fences. The last time he got beaten was in the Punch of Sand Bumper a few years ago. He's a monster. Really.
He's 15-8 to go unbeaten for the rest of the season. I mean, that's to me. I can't see anything. I'm looking at the 2 mile chase in division, Don, and you know, Footpad, we're hoping obviously we'll get over his last little blip and come back to be the horse that we hope he can be. But even on his best, we don't know if he can beat Altior. Underso is just too old now. I mean, you look at Great Field. Obviously, it was yesterday, it was very disappointing. And then, is there anything else really that comes into the mix here?
No, if he stays sound, and look, we know how fragile horses are, and you know, as long as he stays sound. And I suppose if you're taking him on and thinking he might get beaten, maybe you're relying on them stepping off and trip to 3 mile. Like, I know the King George, he still entered the King George, but Nicky Henderson seemed to scotch that today. He seemed to say, look, there's no way gone. Why would you? You know, he's so good at 2 miles. He's unbeatable at 2 miles. He's unbeaten at 2 miles. So why, you know, go and win another few champion chases? And, even Nicky Henderson was putting him in the same breath as Sprinter Sacker. And, like, there's just no telling how he'll go. Like, he's eight rising nine, but he's probably, like, that run on Saturday was up there with his best ever, I'd say.
What did you think of Min in the John Durkin yesterday?
I thought he was very good, yeah. He they didn't go a massive fast pace early on. They didn't appear to, and he was a little bit keen. And it got interesting then when Ruby went to come between the Jigginstown horses, and Jack Kennedy kept him in. And in fairness to Ruby, he said afterwards that he kind of respected Jack Kennedy for that. That's how he would have ridden.
Damn right.
Exactly.
Nothing easy here.
Exactly. And why would it be? It's a Grade One race. But he got the gap on the inside of Balcota Flow. He was travelling better than Balcota Flow, so he was able to get there before the fence. And then Min picked up and he came clear. And, you know, 2.5 miles. Okay, he was as good over 2.5 as he was over 2. That was his first run. So, no, that was a really, really good performance. Pity presenting Percy didn't run. We did miss him from the race, but it was still a cracking race with him and Shattered Love then staying on for second as well.
Yeah, brilliant. And look, I know Lawler disappointed a lot of people, but I have to say, I wasn't convinced in the last one. And Mengli Khan is my horse for the Argyle Don. I think Mengli Khan is the one to beat. The more I see of the rest of them, I think, I know Kalashnikov is very good, but Mengli Khan could be the one to be on.
Yeah, he could. And Getabird was very good yesterday.
Yeah,
well,
he was. He was.
Long, I'm disappointed that, I suppose, that brings Dynamo Dollars into it a little bit. But, you know, you mentioned Kalashnikov and Voided Rev of Willys as well. So, no, it's the Arkle at all was a fascinating base. And as long as the seat yesterday probably makes it even a wee bit more interesting than it would have been.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we're going to do our Friday night racing on Thursday because we've no show on Friday because the 2FM Christmas ball is on. So, Don, we'll talk to you and Jane on Thursday night. Thanks a million.
Great, thanks you.
Super. Don McLean there, yeah, brilliant weekend of racing as well. We've loads of texts in, I just didn't get time to read them all, unfortunately, but my thanks to you, Alan.
Pleasure, Hugh, enjoyed it.
We'll talk to you Wednesday night. Ronan Lawler produced tonight. Andy was our BCO and will be, oh, that's a permanent fixture as well, which is great.
Woo!
Yeah, he's much better looking than Louise as well. That's what I always said. Anyway, we're back tomorrow night and Louise McSharry's on the way after the break.
Game on 2FM.
Weekdays from 7.